I, Charles A. Lindbergh, seek now to explain the spirit of the Spirit of St. Louis again. Seek why that success then bore no stain, but glowed as a merited medal of gold. I, now being more than old, standing free of time's weather and the torrential rain of the day-to-day downpour of figures and facts, now see these facts clearly. Life then was a game, with clear enough rules how, without shame, we, the young, could reach our goal. The goal was success, with a capital S, and to this then eager young man, the barnstorming flyer from the sticks, success was a flight no man had yet done. Paris from New York by air. No, not by air as we know it now. By flight, by wings, in a heavier-than-air machine. A machine, of course, there had to be, fit for the flight, but the flyer was me. This was flying. I would not be conveyed as the pilots of today by AI and miraculous gadgetry. I, a raw stunt flyer from the Midwest who had done wing walking to raise the wind for finances towards his great day, had the conceit of competing with aces and greats and would fly all alone all that way. Absurd? Yeah, absurd maybe. Yet, not unlike the small bird who in his great migratory flight must trust in himself, must trust what God, tradition, instinct, experience had installed in him, installed in me was the conviction it could be done, if we could build a bird of a plane. But no maker would deliver a plane for just me and my maker alone to fly. Not till very late in the day in San Diego, California, we found a small firm of men of our mettle who shared the spirit of my St. Louis few faithful backers. So, in the West, while in New Jersey, New York, and in France, too, the big men built big planes for the big flight, often ending in flames on the big runway, a few gifted, if more modest, men sweated to build, against the clock, a small one-engined monoplane which, when completed, would merit the name of Spirit of St. Louis. But the spirit came before the plane. The spirit was there even at the start, in a childhood rhyme I'd once learned by heart. In the elder days of art, builders wrought with the greatest care each minute and unseen part, for the gods see everywhere.